napalm in the morning.
Talked about politically biased chatbots and how they rate on the political scale, political compass. And you won't be surprised at what they found. So I'm going to get a little bit into that at the end. But today's top story is the solar eclipse and the devil comment. Excuse me, the devil comment, not comment. How pagan ritualism flood contemporary media. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And World War III is but a breath away. Is anybody saying anything about the seriousness of the confluence of crises? And Trump posts his reduced $175 million bond to keep his properties from being seized by Letitia James. And also I'll revisit a couple other stories that I talked about. But let's tear into the news. All right, first off, we're going to start talking about this devil comment. I keep saying comment. I meant comet. So if you didn't know, most people have heard about what's happening with the solar eclipse is going to be passing by, well, a portion of the United States. And so people are looking at that and the media is promoting that. And if you didn't know anything about black sun worship, it's back through ancient civilizations. The priests would calculate when heavenly bodies would move around and when there'd be an eclipse. And then they'd forecast this to the public, their citizens. And then when the eclipse happened, it would scare the shit out of people. Many people might have seen this in the movie Apocalypto and so forth and so on in Mesoamerica and what have you. So the black sun worship is about the power of the apocalypse, whether it's actual metaphysical power. Is there metaphysical power in these events or is there not? A lot of people believe in astrology that the heavenly bodies in the sky exert some force upon human life and what have you. This is all astrology, but what they do is they talk about it's black sun worship. It's part of astrology, and what they're doing now is they're promoting it. But what's happening now, which I just learned about, is at the advent of this eclipse is also going to be another anomaly in the sky. I wouldn't say anomaly, but another event in the sky, which they'd name the Devil Comet. And so there's, you know, when all these goings on lately, you've seen the elite very much concerned with and propagating this sort of pagan ritualism. And now we're coming to a head with this. So we'll go back to this article here from the Plain Dealer Cleveland. Will Devil Comet provide added excitement during April 8th total solar eclipse? And then they go on with other headlines from USA Today talking about the Devil Comet. The solar eclipse and the Horned Devil Comet, two good reasons to look up in April. Now, I don't know if they're good reasons. I wouldn't say they're good reasons. Maybe if you're a devil worshiper, you might think of it if you are aligned with Lucifer as good. But they're not good reasons. And as I stated previously, is whether or not secularism has gone off into the deep end of actual pagan ritualism and worship. So getting back to this article, USA Today goes on to say, as if a solar eclipse weren't enough for the pagan worshipers, observers on April 8th may also get a glimpse of a rare horned celestial show, a dazzling bright comet with a scary name. A comet designated 12P Pons Brooks got the much more interesting name Devil Comet when it had an outburst, a large ejection of gas and dust in 2023. On the day of the Great American Eclipse, which is dual maning, the Devil Comet may become visible to the unaided eye, astronomers say. Now, this is a little bit scary, and you might not think it is, but celestial events that are dedicated or named after Lucifer or Satan are adding to this worry here that we are sliding off into the abyss of end times or Armageddon. So that might very well be the case. We don't know for sure. Going on to other articles about this from the Bergen Record, it's not just the eclipse on April 8th. You might see Devil Comet, other cosmic treats. And again, they act as if, or they mention it in such a way as it to be a novel, interesting thing and not something to worry about as it being a bad omen. People don't know much about omens or symbolism, but realistically, these, if you believe in the supernatural or metaphysical forces, omens or symbols or signs, el signo, are things to seriously consider, because what an omen does is it signifies a change, a significant change, usually good or bad, sometimes very bad. And so people have to understand, if you believe in such things, you might not believe in certain things, but if you believe in symbology and you understand signs and what exactly they mean, I mean, a lot of people today can't dissect some of the logos and other symbols and signs that are put in front of you every day, but they do act with your subconscious. Now, moving on to some of these other headlines, here's one from Forbes: why NASA will fire 3 rockets at the solar eclipse. Now, a lot of people didn't understand what this was, that this was even happening. The serpent deity. Now, here you have, again, references to serpents. And I just wanted to say, again, is that it's not serpent people. The references to serpents and reptilian is about empathy, or the lack of empathy, cold-bloodedness, and it is just an analogy. People aren't serpents. It's about intellectualism, that they have a reptilian brain, as some people might refer to, that you will have a reptilian brain. And that just means your animalistic brain. And if you ever see pagan worship, they always combine a man with an animal to remind you that you're an animal, not an elevated spiritual being, a human being. So anyway, the space agency goes on. The space agency's project, Atmospheric Perturbations Around the Eclipse Path, will investigate how to drop in sunlight and temperature affects Earth's upper atmosphere. APEP is named after the serpent deity from ancient Egyptian mythology, a nemesis of the sun deity Ra. And that's Amun-Ra, not Aten-Ra. And I don't want to digress too much here into mythology, but they keep telling you that Aten-Ra was the sun god. And it's really Aten and Amun, and that's where you get Amun after prayer, is the spiritual or the power of the sun, or God, spirit, whatever. But Aten is the evil. And if you look into this, it's around black sun worship. Also, is Aten-Ra was the black sun when Amen-Ra was the good yellow sun. In any case, they said it's Apep, that this is supposed to be an acronym, but Apep is named after the serpent deity in ancient Egyptian mythology. Now, if you know anything about mythology, most of the positive aspects of deity, especially God or Yahweh or Jehovah, was modeled after the sun. And that includes the orb or the circle, heavenly bodies. And that's where you get the square and the limiting aspect of Satan is the opposite. If you look in a dualistic universe, black square versus the white orb, which is the sun, which is symbolically in reference to God. So moving on here, I don't want to digress too much into this. We're going to go into what this really means, this pagan worship, and it's really a worship of destruction. Now, I don't quote the Daily Star very often, but they say hundreds of millions would die in the first 72 minutes of a nuclear war, an expert warns. An expert has written a new book about the tactics and technology of nuclear warfare that warns in the event of a launch being detected, the future of mankind would be determined in just 6 minutes. Indeed. NATO allies' war with Russia could come very soon, of course. And they go on to say NATO faces a pre-war era in which literally any scenario is possible given the potential for aggression from Russia, according to Poland's prime minister. In the latest evidence that the allies see a growing likelihood of major conflict, which they are pushing. Now, I didn't want to get too much into this, but we're going to just kind of move quickly into it. Newsweek also has an article here. Putin friend predicts nuclear strike most likely coming. So nuclear war in Armageddon is fast approaching with an omen coming in the sky. A solar eclipse and a devil's comet. What do you think is happening here? If you are spiritual or you look into the supernatural, the metaphysical, or you look at it even scientifically, astrologically, because back in ancient times, they used to look at the sky, the night sky, specifically for prognostication. It's where they looked for signs to understand what was happening in the future. And some astrologists believe, and if you look at astrological signs, they believe exactly this, that when you were born, what time, under what sign, has to deal with what kind of person you are. And this goes on and on into prognosticating events on Earth, and they looked at the sky. And so is this solar eclipse, the American eclipse, is this solar eclipse and the devil's comet going to prognosticate what's happening in the future? Is it going to prognosticate the end of the world or Armageddon? We don't know. The Telegraph, but I'm keeping my powder dry and I'm preparing. Regardless, because if it's a cyber attack or a nuclear war or whatever, a major global crisis, third world war, got to be prepared. The Telegraph, prepare for Putin to pivot to invade us, says Baltic states. Now, this is a lie, and I'm not fronting for Putin, but you have to understand propaganda. Is the fact is that the West is pushing Russia into a nuclear first strike. When I heard this scenario mentioned 20 years ago, I was like, we're friendly with Russia now. The Soviet Union is gone. Our real enemy now is China, although we're friendly with them too, but who knows? But now, 20 years later, you could see is that NATO is pushing Russia into a corner, and we know how that's going to result. And they want a first strike by Russia, so then there could be a limited conflagration that that then they can set up the New World Order, et cetera, et cetera. And the start of that is Christmas 2030. So we're running out of time here. Will a third world war happen tomorrow? Who knows? I think it really hinges on what's going to happen in this election, where whether they need something, a crisis, to stop an election, stop us from voting, or like they did with COVID, make some changes to the way we elect officials, elect a government, so it'd be easier for them to throw it. Now, this is an interesting story from Newsweek. Chinese migrant suddenly found on a California military base. We don't need to know more about this. Apparently, a Chinese national who came over the border of Mexico was found at a Southern California military base. He was arrested, but he refused to leave. What was that all about? I don't know. That was from the 29th. I'll just read from the story here. The arrest of a Chinese national at a Marine Corps base, I think it was Pendleton, in California, is spurring many questions. The presence of a Chinese national on American soil has been on lawmakers' radar for months, given the recent influx of migrants at the southern border and northern borders, mind you, and exacerbated tensions with the Chinese Communist Party. Senators Joe Ernst and Marco Rubio are among nearly three dozen members of Congress who have requested visa changes from the Department of Homeland Security. Sorry about that. My phone was going off. And the Homeland Security, the Chinese national's ability to enter U.S. territories like Guam, and we're going to get to that story in just a second. And the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands without proper B1 business or B2 tourism visas should immediately be addressed. Indeed. Because you don't understand, people are talking about invasion, and it's clear that we're being invaded. And people are like, oh, you're racist. The Hispanics are not invading us. We're being invaded, but the waves and waves of Hispanics and people from other countries coming into this country illegally is just cover for our actual adversaries like Communist China to slip in agents, or whether or not it's Iran or any other enemy that can slip in agents to create terror cells or other cells, stay behind networks, what have you. Something to worry about, indeed, because it seems like they're setting up for World War III, which they are. Meanwhile, Secretary Lloyd Austin and our military are parading around gay drag, and walking around in high heels and doing everything they can do to undermine the readiness of our military. And I'm not like a pro-military guy or anything, but if you see what's happening, it's all written on the wall. And I don't understand why people could sit there and argue to the contrary. It's just very unnerving that people can't see what I can plainly see. And it's not like I'm some psychic or anything. Just look at the friggin' headlines. The Daily Mail, now Chinese migrants are sneaking into Guam. Top Republican warns Communist Party wants to exploit every part of the U.S. map and warns critical American bases vulnerable, as is infrastructure. Like I said, the takedown of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, I believe, was an adversarial hacking cyber attack to close down the harbor. Which means if they're closing it down and they're sneaking people in, that the time is nigh. We'll see. Be prepared. The Hill is reporting Trump attacks resigning GOP reps as cowards and weaklings as majority thins. Indeed, you had three never Trumpers, Republican representatives that were never Trumpers, that were that resigned in the middle of their term to undo the House majority in Congress for the Republicans. Why would they do that if they're party members? Very, very disturbing. Why? Because they're establishment hacks and members of the Uniparty, which are indeed establishment hacks. And their only concern is to winnow away the Republican majority in the House. Why? To try to push through war funding for Ukraine. And that shit is coming. AP, Donald Trump posted $175 million bond to avert asset seizures as he appeals New York fraud penalty case. This is what I don't understand. There's never been such a high bond. It was $450 million or $60 million at one point, just so you could go to fucking appeal. That's not justice, that's injustice. Now, if those sort of tactics were used against some poor black person, it would never be allowed. Or poor Hispanic or what have you. Washington Post is reporting Democrats spar over registration, and this is voter registration, as worries over young and minority voters grow. So this was one of the Democrats' tactics was registrate voters. Because it doesn't matter whether they actually go to the poll or fill out a ballot, because you can use those rolls to commit fraud. You just fill out, you know, it's a mail-in ballot. You fill out that they voted Democrat. But now they're worried that these young voters and minority voters are going to vote for Trump. So the story goes on to say a confidential memo circulated among top Democratic donors has sparked a furious debate in Democratic circles about whether to narrow the focus of voter registration efforts to avoid signing up likely Republicans. And it's not likely Republicans, it's likely people that will vote for Trump. For decades, nonpartisan groups allied with the Democratic Party have run wide-ranging efforts aimed at increasing voter registration among people of color and young people, groups that tend to lean Democratic, but have historically voted at lower rates than older and white people, indeed. In recent years, however, there has been a market shift among the roughly 1 in 5 citizens of voting age who are unregistered towards Republicans. That's what I just said, raising fresh questions about how much boosting nonpartisan voter registration could help presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump heading into November. And that's just what I said. Although the Washington Post doesn't word it like that. They talk about nonpartisan leaning Republicans. It's about Trump. And what is the worry about Trump? Because the Democrats used to be the populist party, which meant that most people who didn't have a pot to piss in and didn't have stake in the game would vote for Democrats because they believe their policies would help middle class and lower class folks. And indeed it did. But the Democrats have aligned recently with the elite and had started taking money, corporate money in the 1970s, and so things have changed. Now the Republican Party is the populist party, and so they're worried about increasing voter rolls will help a populist party, which it will. And a populist party means it's non-elite, and the majority of folks are non-elite, and so they will vote against the elite. And that is the point trying to make here. So moving on with these headlines, Washington Post, again, at glitzy Biden fundraiser, three presidents unite to blast Trump. And that's all they did. To be honest with you, there was Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Bill Clinton. And except for Barack Obama, the other two were jacked up on vitamin B. And all they did is rap. I missed a part of this story here. I think it's somewhere in here. They missed... They just got together and slammed Trump because that's their only tactic. It's their only strategy to beat Trump is to rail against him. That's the only way they can win against Trump is to say Trump is a bad man. That's all they have. And then they lie about how bad he actually is. I'm not going on to say how good he is necessarily, but it's a demonization campaign. And everybody knows what demonization is, especially the black community should know what demonization is, because black folks have often been demonized as, people that are criminal or what have you. And that's been a long going thing. And I'm not saying that the black community is criminal, although black crime represents a higher percentage of overall crime, being only 15 to 16% of the population. I mean, that's something the black community really has to address, but it hasn't been helped, certainly, by the elite who, you know, pay people to stay home. So going into the story, it just says, in a rarity of presidential history, three Democratic presidents gathered here Thursday to publicly pillory and mock another former occupant of the Oval Office, blasting Donald Trump on the economy, which his economy was great, on immigration, which his immigration policy was great, and abortion, which he reversed Roe versus Wade and put it down to states so the states can decide whether abortion should be legal or restricted. His character and even his golf game. Like I said, I'm not that a huge of a necessarily of some sort of Trump guy. You know, one thing I don't like about Trump is he's not an avid reader. And the only way you'll really know the truth is to read. So The Hill says why Americans are so unhappy. Well, we know why. Financial stress is one reason. Other factors and to contribute to unhappiness. But a common issue is generalized about where America is going, and in almost every issue from education and politics. And the discontent leads to believe that America is not well respected overseas. No shit. It's the thing is people used to believe that America, not just the exceptionalism of America, freedom, I think, is exceptional. Free man, freeing the people to do what they please is exceptional. But my problem with this, obviously, is that America used to be thought of as morally exceptional, except by the Muslim world or religious adherents. You could say fanatics don't look, because of the freedom it allows people to be free ideologically and theologically. And so that is threatening to religious types. So, but other people always thought as America as being morally exceptional, and we would go around the world trying to correct immoral acts, like they're trying to do here with Russia, which is, you know, Russia attacked, you know, it was unprovoked invasion. Most of us know better than that. Moving on to other stories from the Daily Mail, cancer on campus, over 150 students and staff at North Carolina University are diagnosed with a host of tumors and disease as officials find lecture halls and classrooms teeming with toxic chemicals. No surprise, if you're teeming, the whole environment is teeming with toxic chemicals, and people don't look at what's in your food and what's in the air and what's in the soil and what's in your water. And the fact is they injected people with this so-called mRNA vaccine that actually sheds. And so even if you were brave enough not to get the vaccine, that you might have, you know, been contaminated by the virus itself or other people that were vaccinated. But who knows? These prions and these spike proteins that are swimming around your body are posing or are threatening longevity for people, and we know that. Bloomberg, crash or soar. Traders are preparing for stock market extremes. You're going to have a correction, because we just had records. And the problem with the stock market is that the stocks soared, but also gold rose. So that's indicator of a crash. People know the crash is coming, or a black swan event, financial black swan event. The Telegraph is reporting in this opinion piece by Alan Cochran, J.K. Rowling's come and get me retort to hate crime act is a direct challenge to Youssef, who is the prime minister of Scotland, if you didn't know, and that helped put in this hate crime act, which is really quite draconian. And this is where they're moving here in America as well. They're moving towards this hate crime kind of legislation for the simple reason that it's a way to control you, to not only control speech, but if you control speech, you control thought. Period. So the ruling party in Scotland latest legislative foul-up known as the Hate Crime Scotland Act was too daft for words, and it also proved faced with the possibility of prosecution under an act that carries a maximum 7-year jail sentence. The best-selling author didn't act cautiously. Instead, she sailed straight in a calculated attack against Humza Yousaf, the prime minister. Their determination to bring in a raft of new offenses which threaten to end freedom of expression over the trans issue, but will fail to protect women. I don't know who it's going to protect. These are draconian anti-speech laws. Like I said about being on the right, individualism, you should be able to entertain any thought you want. You should be able to actually vocalize any of those thoughts. Some people might find extreme or racist or, discriminatory. I don't really. I think you should be able, if you're in your own house or you're singing something racist in the shower, that's your right to do. I mean, I don't. But if you have some sort of view that might be viewed by others as not nice or mean or what have you, you wouldn't voice that in public. But I don't try to voice that. I'm old Zoroastrian, good thoughts, good speech, good action. So, which is hard to do in this secular era, but that's the way you're supposed to do, is don't entertain evil thoughts, definitely don't voice those, evil ideas, and certainly don't take them into action. So Newsweek is also reporting on the Havana syndrome. Mystery solved. It's Putin. It's Russia, of course. Spies tied to the U.S. diplomat attacks. Could be. I think it was China, because the first few attacks happened in communist countries. First, it was in Havana, which this first occurred. And then the mainstream news never reports the incidents that happened at the Beijing embassy. That was the second time. And then also in the Venezuelan embassy, but then there was the outlier that happened in Moscow. So now they're trying to push it onto Russia, not onto China. It is an adversarial sonic attack, period. So they admit now that it's an adversarial sonic attack, but it's Russian. They would never admit it's an adversarial sonic attack, but it's Chinese. And the Chinese have proven that they have this technology. Russian intelligence operatives using energy weapons may have been behind the Havana syndrome, unexplained anomalous health incidents known as the Havana syndrome. Right, but it doesn't talk about it. It talks about the recent revelation that it was the Russians. The insider, CBS 60 Minutes and German news, Der Spiegel. I'm not saying it's not the Russians. They certainly have the capability. But at the time of the Havana incident, they didn't have close, particularly military ties with Cuba, but who knows? It's an adversarial attack. But the fact is that they admitted it was happening. Then they admitted it was the Chinese. And then they rolled it back and said, no, that was a conspiracy theory that it was a sonic attack or an electronic warfare attack. And then they said it was something else. It was the cicadas. No, the U.S. did it to their own personnel, possibly. And then, no, it's just imagined or whatever. And now all of a sudden, no, it is an electronic attack, but it's by the Russians. AP is reporting mosques in NYC struggle to house and feed an influx of Muslim immigrants this Ramadan. The Hill is reporting how misinformation is making us fear our food. They get into this article and the content preys upon the idea that natural is inherently better and safer than things manufactured in a lab. That pretty much everything is toxic. It's true. Look, is that everything in your air and your water is becoming more and more toxic, including stuff that's dangerous like molds, but particularly chemicals and atrazine. And I'm going to get to another article in just a second that's going to highlight that they're moving away from the truth. And the truth is that industry purposefully or not purposely dump chemicals into the air and water and into your body through vaccines to debilitate you and to lessen your lifespan. Moving on to other scary things, though. Politico, first human case of avian flu in Texas raises alarm. Potential cow-to-cow avian flu transmission in Idaho is worrying pandemic experts. But somebody contracted the avian flu, which we're worried about. It's also the avian flu is what the Chinese have been working at on in their labs, and that's why you had spread of avian flu in China, and they had to destroy poultry. So this is certainly a worry, and it might very well become a pandemic right before the election. Thank you very much. Oh, this is another Daily Mail. Rishi Sunak, who's the Prime Minister of Great Britain, backs J.K. Rowling's right to free speech as Scotland, had this draconian anti-speech law. Fox News judge rejects Hunter Biden request to toss federal tax charges. Good. New York Post, FDNY firefighters forced to remove flag honoring 911 heroes about lefty poll question if it's a political symbol. If you didn't hear about this, this is kind of an old story. What happened was somebody walked up to this a fire station and said you have to take down the red line flag, which is similar to the thin blue line and of the police. And also there's a green line flag for Border Patrol, what have you, is, and the guy called it fascist. And then he said, our representative office is looking into this. And then the representative office said, we didn't care. So it may be much to do about nothing, but first they took down the flag. Now they put it back. The thin line, whether it's a red, blue, or green, and they have on all of those flag too, with all those lines in there, is not a fascist symbol. The American flag is not fascist. You have to know what fascism is. It's corporate fascism. And so it's public-private partnership. So when big tech and the government team up to surveil and censor your emails or social media posts, that's fascism. Hanging a flag at a fucking fire department is not fascism, you idiot. So whoever brought that up, it's just more. And we talked about this the other day, yesterday, about the Chinese involving themselves into creating a divergent political situation where the American people can't get along. And I'm not saying that that's not true, but the Chinese communists are not supporting MAGA in an effort to do that. They may promote MAGA, but they're also promoting the vitriol that's coming out of the Democratic Party as well. Was it the Chinese that set up Joe Biden with the red lights and the Marines behind him in that very famous and divisive speech? Could have been. But I believe the Chinese communists are feeding both sides to create division, sure. But I don't think they're supporting Donald Trump's candidacy in any means, or whether the Russians are doing that either. The whole mode behind this is to create division. The Hill reports American guns fuel Haiti crisis. It's just, that's just another gun-grabbing headline. You can't just buy guns from your local gun store and then ship them overseas. So it's just the Metro, UK Metro is reporting men are becoming less fertile and we finally know why. This is again propaganda, and as I just talked about before, is there are all these articles saying that the food you eat is bad and that processed food is bad for you, and they're putting chemicals in the water that what affect your fertility and your hormones. Of course atrazine does, and of course there are other vaccines and other things in your diet and in the air and in the water that do that. But no, the UK Metro says it's a bacteria that gets inside your sperm in your microbiome. If you didn't know you have microbiome in your semen, do you really? I don't know. But apparently that there's bacteria in your microbiome. But also you have to understand they've been doing in these gain-of-function research experiment. It just wasn't with viruses, it was also with bacteria and molds. And were these bacteria and molds that were chemically or were genetically engineered in a lab, were they dispersed? Would we ever know? No. AP, who wouldn't like prices to start falling? Careful what you wish for, economists say. Yeah, because they talk about deflation. I'm not really going to get too much into this. You can't get deflation. You'd have to take money out of the money supply. Prices are never going to go down because when you inflate the currency and devalue the currency, this is what happened. Will there be a slowing of prices going up? Yes, but we still have inflation and that means prices rise. I mean, you don't know what happened. You used to be able to buy a piece of gum for a penny. You can't buy anything for a penny now. Most Americans are not just looking for disinflation. They're looking for deflation. They want these prices to go back where they were before the pandemic. It wasn't the pandemic. It was Joe Biden with a $7 trillion budget. And then they didn't even spend all that money right away. And that's what caused the inflation. You can't borrow money without a direct need for it. And when you do that, that's a specific cause for the inflation. But also, the amounts you keep borrowing is inflationary. The Telegraph, Bridget Macron's daughter, my mother's age gap love for teenage Emmanuel embarrassed me. Well, good. It should have. Of course it should have. And that's why I don't know if Bridget Macron is a man or was a man or whatever. I don't really care. But the fact is, she was a 40-year-old or a 35-year-old teacher who had an affair with her 14-year-old student, then Emmanuel Macron. That's child rape, as far as I'm concerned. But no, it's okay. And now that the guy becomes prime minister. It wasn't that it was child rape. It was that she's a Satanist. Mark my words. She's a Satanist and brought him up into the world in which they live. And that's why he became prime minister of France. Wired. I just want to remind people of this Wired article. Jeffrey Epstein's island visitor is exposed by a data broker. And I went into this article before, but they didn't name anybody. So they have this great article in Wired that says this data broker company, and I forget the name of it, excuse me. But they didn't name any of the people they tracked. So we don't know. And I'm just going to round out here. I went kind of long today on this opinion piece that I covered briefly yesterday from the New York Times. I didn't want it. I didn't get the screenshots from it, but how AI chatbots become political. And it's about this scientist. I'm going to get into this in just a second. Mr. Rosado, who is the scientist, his study after fine-tuning the distribution of political preferences of AI models followed a bell curve with the center shift to the left. Of course, that's all leftists. All the chatbots are leftist. They're made, they're done on purpose. See, the whole reason for DEI and wokeism is for you to accept a general AI to be woke and to start pushing, not only pushing, but enforcing in draconian and authoritarian fashion, wokeism. So they have to get the public accustomed to this ideology first, and then they think it's okay. But of course, they also put in those factors for the reactionaries to react to. Like when people tested it in a black George Washington came up, you know, the right goes berserk, but because they're supposed to. It's divisive on purpose. In any case, none of the models tested became extreme. Well, they're all on the left, but almost all favored left-wing views over right-wing ones and tended towards libertarianism rather than authoritarianism. Now they do, and that's not necessarily going to be the case. The reason for this, necessarily this paper and this study, is to show is that, oh, AI is super intelligent. So super intelligent, of course, is left wing and not right wing because the right wingers are stupid. Their views are stupid. That's not. It was programmed this way because of wokeism. So when I showed you these charts before, this is the political compass or the Nolan chart, which is the given spectrum of political ideology. Authoritarianism on top, anarchism on the bottom, or I should say totalitarianism on the top, then authoritarianism, and on the bottom, libertarianism, and on the bottom is anarchism, and then leftism, which is socialism, and individualism, which is conservative. So they always use the wrong sorts of words, progressive and conservative, or left and right, instead of what we know is socialism, deferring to the group, and individualism, deferring to the individual. And American politics have always been pretty centrist, which is way we weigh both. But you can see all the chat bots that have been constructed are all on the left. And that's because they are pushing wokeism. And they're saying they're not authoritarian yet, but that can change. It all has to do with laws. Okay, so the laws in Scotland are authoritarian. More laws are authoritarian, less laws are libertarian. So if you have a law governing how you speak about trans people, that's authoritarian and that's woke. So maybe the chatbots aren't there yet, but they will be taught to be more authoritarian because they will respect the laws being put into place, which are authoritarian woke. And then it talks about Mr. Rosado created a left-wing GPT and a right-wing GPT. So he created one. And then it shows that, oh, look, the right-wing GPT is over here. But he created them. So they weren't, he taught them. And so that's how he taught them with, I forget, the National Review for the right-wing and the left-wing, he taught it with through the Atlantic magazine, whatever. It doesn't matter. He taught them so you could teach, you know, artificial intelligence anything you want. And that's the problem, is artificial intelligence is being taught, particularly by what's on the internet. All right, that went kind of long. I hope it wasn't an hour. We'll see. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe. Share the podcast, leave a comment. Don't forget, you're under attack biologically and psychologically. If you didn't know, there are chemicals and propaganda everywhere. And it's very subtle, so you have to understand that too. Every time you look at something or being convinced of something. My brother yesterday told me one of the only TV shows he watches is Morning Joe. What the fuck? Did you ever read any Zbigniew Brzezinski? You know, his daughter Mika is married to Joe Scarborough. And did you know that Joe Scarborough, when he was in Congress, had a dead intern which he was romantically involved with? Her head was smashed in his office. No, he wasn't involved. I don't understand. It's like people look at stuff and it's like, you don't see what I see? It's like, anyway, I'm going to try to talk to Perry tonight. I might not. I got a lot of personal stuff going on, so we'll see. We might have a Tuesdays with Perry tonight. We'll see if he's chomping at the bit to talk. There is a lot to talk about. But if not, I will see you tomorrow. Respect.
Conspiracy, no, you know that is a conspiracy, man.